105.1.
I love to follow on Instagram F Jerry. It's just a funny like Instagram. I don't know. He posts like 5 times a day, or one of them is I like when flies won't leave my car on long road trips. Have fun moving to Kansas, you tiny idiot. And I got to be honest, like, I've thought about that, too.
What do you mean?
Like, if I have a fly in my car and I'm driving from, like, my house, like, Waxhaw to Uptown, right. I'm like, hope you enjoy Uptown. I'm taking you away from all your Waxhaw friends, fly.
It's all right. I think flies only live, like, 3 days anyway.
Is that true? Really?
I think so.
Oh, they don't have enough time to have a family. Well, then how do they recreate?
Because I think that's all they do is have enough time is to make a family, then they die.
Wow, what a life.
Right? Dude, speaking of families.
Oh, the Queen Mummy.
Queen Mummy. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel bad for Kate Middleton.
There's a new little pup in town. Do we have a name yet, Loren?
We'll get one in the dirty, maybe.
All right.
Okay, but this is why I feel bad for Kate Middleton. Because... Why? When, like, she came out and addressed the crowd 7 hours after she gave birth. I'm pretty sure 7 hours after I gave birth, I was out of my mind delirious and in adult diapers. Like, I did not look as cute as Kate Middleton did after giving birth 7 hours later.
But, you know, I saw that and I was like, do we really know the timeline?
Yeah, the baby was born at 11. She came out 7 hours later.
Okay. I like what Roy's saying. Maybe they recorded that before she had the child.
Follow the facts.
Ask questions. Why would you believe that she actually came out that day? That could have been filmed in a sound studio in London.
With a fake baby.
It could have been a fake baby. They could have made 5,000 of them to get it right.
Right. If you guys don't know the voice he's doing, is a conspiracy theorist.
Jesse Ventura, former wrestler.
And former governor. And former actor.
I like the director and the producer. He's like, all right, Kate, now let's get one of you saying it's a girl.
Just in case.
She's a little premature, but everything's going well. And action. Hello.
Hi.
Her name is Samantha. Her name is Julie. Her name is Kendall. Her name is Kenya.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for her.
And for the record, Lorraine, we were in your room 7 hours after.
Yeah, and I did not look like that, if you remember.
You looked great.
Yes, Roy and I commented.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you lying to me. But
Kate Middleton would be blessed to look like Lorraine.
Oh. Right. You had a very packed room, too, man. It was a star-studded room.
Yeah, and if you remember, I never got out of bed while you guys were there.
We didn't expect you to.
Yeah. You'd just given birth. It's kind of traumatic.
Yeah, Kate Middleton put on a whole dress and heels and walked outside.
Do you think that's, like, expected because of who she is?
Yes, I do, and that's why I kind of feel bad.
The queen wants you to step outside. Yes. She's like, I can't even move. Hello, Kate.
To be fair, this is our third baby, so, like, she knew she was in for.
Well, maybe at this point she's figured it out.
All right, you be Kate, and I'll be Queen Mommy, okay?
Hello, Kate. Hello, Mom. So we're walking outside, are we?
Well, I'd rather lay in the bed. I'm wearing an adult diaper.
Right now?
Yes.
Get her dress.
No.
Let's go.
It hurts to move, I'd imagine.
Help her up.
Okay. Just not taking no for an answer.
You know what's so funny is I was leaving yesterday to go home. And so our lobby at the front desk, at the front desk, we have like a lobby area. Then there's also like a lobby downstairs where the elevators are. Mm-hmm. And if you win a prize... We have security so that people just can't come up and down off the elevator. You have to, like, call in. I don't have time. Let me explain to you how bad the intercom system is. And
I witnessed it.
I heard a conversation. Let's do a song when we come back. We'll have a little early morning fun with it.
The Manny and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Want to be $1,000 richer?
I do.
We can make that happen, bud. Yeah. This cash code. We give you $1,000. We give you 5 shots a day. 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. I forgot about 11. So we're going to give you a word. You text it, and you can win $1,000. It's so simple. It literally is so simple.
It literally.
So yesterday, Roy, you saw this too?
I did see what happened yesterday. I've just seen the process before.
We have an intercom system at our front desk here at the radio station, and in order to get upstairs on the third floor of our building, you have to push a button down at the elevator, and that's the intercom system. It talks from the elevator area to the front desk.
And then from there, the front desk can send the elevator down to you. It will open, and everything works somehow. I don't know how it works.
I'm waiting for the elevator, and yesterday I heard a conversation between our receptionist and a winner who is coming to pick up something from one of the stations.
Sure.
And if it didn't sound like this, it sounded worse than this. It was like, "Sirs, you gotta come up."
What?
She goes, but you can hear the receptionist fine. The receptionist is like, "Yes, did you win something?"
"Yes, sir."
And she goes, "All right, come on up." And I go, "Whoa. You understood that?"
Yeah.
Like, what if they were like,
"Yeah, I was on War of the Roses. I want to kick the MRL show's butt."
Okay, come on up.
Come on
you want
up.
Something?
So yeah, she didn't even know. She didn't even know what they said. She said
she understands.
Okay.
She's like, you get used to it. You start to figure it out.
Really? Why is the microphone so bad? It's 2018.
I wish we could do an example, but I have no idea how to work it. But it would be funny to take the phone over there and have you go downstairs and push the button.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the intercom button is or anything.
At the desk, you mean?
Yeah.
We could sit there and figure it out.
Of course we could.
Hello?
So that's downstairs, by the way.
That intercom is downstairs, yeah, by the elevators.
That's the listener.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, Beasley Media Group.
Yes, sir.
This is Beasley Media Group with Kiss 95.1.
I'm trying to get upstairs to the third floor. Can I get upstairs?
We are.
Would you like ketchup with that, sir?
Yeah, we're on the third floor.
I'm being too clear.
You are being too clear.
Yes.
Yes, hi, Beasley Media Group, home of Kiss
95.1.
I'm sorry?
Surprise?
Are you trying to get to the third floor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and why?
Hey, I want a surprise.
You want a surprise?
That's right, I want a surprise.
Okay, if you want a surprise, just come up.
Okay, I'll sign you up.
I'll send you the elevator.
Okay, come on up.
I mean, they could literally go, like, say, "I'm going to kill you."
Yes.
That's not, I mean.
Hello,
yes?
I'm Hayley.
I'm sorry, Beasley Media Group.
I'm Hayley.
You what?
I'm Pennywise.
The clown's trying to get up.
Come on up.
Come on up. What's in the
come
elevator?
On up, sugar.
Anybody can come on up. And it's supposed to be security. And I said to the receptionist, I said, "How is this security? How did you understand that?" They could have said anything.
Yeah. I like that, man.
I know. And we're a communications company, and we can't get the front intercom system to work clear.
I'm, like, worried with you. Like, what if we get just one bad War of the Roses guy, and he could just stomp on up here?
Right. And he doesn't have to lie. You just can't understand him. It's not like he's like,
"Yes, hi, I want to."
He could be completely honest.
Right. He could
say, "I won a prize on Kiss 95.1, and I'd like to come up." "Yes, hi, I won a prize with Phil Harris. I'm a very well-known business person here in Charlotte."
Very well-known.
"I listen to K, so I'm very sophisticated." You understand? It's our at-work network show.
It's our at-work network show.
Can I come on up?
Sure. Come on up.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where's Manny, Roy, and Loren?
Oh, man.
Actually, today's War of the Roses doesn't even feature a guy. It's
two women.
Yeah,
right?
Two women.
Yeah.
And Julie thinks that, or Hillary thinks that Julie might be cheating on her with an ex who lives out of town.
And that new War of the Roses comes at 7:50. We encourage you to join us at 7:50. If you cannot, you can get the podcast, y'all.
You can listen to all the War of the Roses, too. Ask your Alexa. Alexa will say, "Hey, Alexa, play Kiss 95.1, and we'll come on.
Yeah.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We say, "Hi, here's your options." And one of them is just to listen to War of the Roses.
Yeah.
So that's there. Up next, though, Loren, we're going to tell you a passenger was fined coming off of a plane into the country by bringing an item that was probably worth 50 cents.
Oh.
But they were fined $500.
Okay.
All right, we'll discuss in less than 10. Manny, Roy. In the continuing push to keep the United States border safe, a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officer fined a woman $500 for not declaring, as you know, Loren, when you come out of the country and you come back into the United States, you have to declare what you have, right?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, well, this woman did not declare her 50-cent apple that the airline gave her for free on the flight.
Wow, I'm surprised they even let you bring, because I didn't think you could bring produce through.
She said that she had passed the flight attendants passed the apples out and she placed it on her carry-on to save for her flight from Minneapolis to Denver. And her bag was randomly searched by customs.
That stinks because, you know, you probably forget all about it, mm-hmm. too.
She says the agent asked her if her trip to France was expensive. And when she said yes, he told her it was about to get more expensive because he was going to charge her $500 for a fine for bringing
right.
the apple in.
Okay, why does he have to be
get sassy?
Yeah, why is
right.
he going to be a jerk about it? if you're going to charge me. You don't have to be rude.
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming from France, not going to France.
Yeah.
Delta says it recommends all passengers comply with the customs regulations.
Ugh. It's an apple.
What a jerk.
Customs Jeez. Declaration forms ask passengers if they're bringing any fruits or vegetables into the country. But you know what? It's one way we do prevent major diseases from coming into this country. The border agents do a great job here in Charlotte.
Yeah, but throw 100%. It away. Don't charge.
Exactly. She probably didn't know.
It'll get tossed out, though.
It has to be.
No judge is going to make her pay $500. You know what I mean? Like if she fights it.
Yeah.
I'd just be chapped over what he said to me. Was your trip expensive? Because it's about to get a whole lot more expensive.
That's somebody who never travels.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just butthurt. You just came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A really cool
I've
place.
I've never been to France.
That would be Loren's biggest hell. Would be like, if you want to know what Loren's hell would be, it would be working at the airport and like checking in people
oh
to go
gosh.
On vacation.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to Cabo. Mm.
I've never been to Cabo.
Interesting.
Total FOMO.
Must be nice. Maybe one of your bags might not make it.
Ooh, Turks and Caicos.
Tuscany. I heard it's lovely this time of year. stamping her thing.
Yeah, just all aggressive.
You know, but someone's like, I'm going to Santorini. Lorenz's like, you're going to love it. I've been there 5 times. There's a restaurant you're going to fall in love with.
You know, I was doing my son, Dean. By the way, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to my son,
Dean.
Happy
birthday.
Celebrating his 5th year on the planet.
Wow.
So I was doing a bit. He's got a microphone. He got a microphone for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a speaker microphone.
Okay.
So I was like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your flight. You know, I was doing the pilot. Then I started doing the gate person, and I thought to myself, you know what the gate person at the airport should do? This is going to sound like a comedy routine, but it's not. They should introduce you to the pilot at the gate, and the pilot should come up and tell you guys a little bit of something about himself.
Why? I don't care.
Because it's such a closed-off relationship. Somebody that's got so many lives in his hands, all you want to do is just know a little something. So, like, let's say
you want to humanize him.
The gate agent says, okay, everybody, welcome to your flight 729 to nonstop service from Newark to Charlotte. Your captain today is Captain John Brown. Captain Brown, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you? How would you feel if, like, a super Southern guy came up that seemed
perfectly fine?
Okay.
All right, Captain Brown, you excited to fly the passengers to Charlotte today?
Yeah, it seems like a pretty cool airplane.
Yeah,
I got 40.
Never been on a jet plane before.
It's got two engines. I'm typically used to a propeller.
You know what? Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Wow.
All right, tell us all about your experience.
Well,
you ever heard of crop dusting?
Oh, yeah, I used to have those, and I flew a drone for a little bit.
Captain Brown, everybody.
Yeah.
There he is, Captain Brown. Meanwhile, people start picking up their bags and walking away. Maybe it's a good idea we don't do that.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
It's so funny.
Okay, so we are still anxiously awaiting the name of the third royal baby. A name has still not been announced. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I think it took us a couple days to get a name.
Yeah, but I didn't think you were allowed to leave the hospital without a name. So the baby must already have a name. They're just not releasing
sure,
it
yeah.
just yet.
Sure, yeah. That makes sense.
But I don't know why you would do that.
Not release the name?
Yeah.
Maybe they want some privacy.
Hey, you're the royal family. Do you really get privacy as the royal family?
Hello?
Queen Mummy?
On the 24th day of the month of April,
uh-huh.
in the year of 2018, I hereby declare mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. child's name will be
Yeah, any.
Stormy Tristan Lamar Kanye.
I was going to say any guesses.
The third.
The baby was 8 pounds, ta-ta. 7 ounces, by the way, and is doing well.
Good.
Mommy Kate came out just 7 hours after giving birth, which, like I said before, I was still in adult diapers at that point. Okay, so Janet Jackson just announced some more tour dates, and she is coming back to Charlotte.
Yes.
This is exciting. So August 3rd, if you want to mark your calendars. And Janet's also doing something pretty cool. I saw this on social media the other day, but she is holding open auditions via social media for backup dancers. So if you want to join the hashtag JTribe, you can audition by posting. You get to follow her on social media, all her forms of social media, and then post a 30-second video of yourself performing classic Janet choreography or freestyling of your own.
Okay.
Cool. Why don't you do it, Loren? You have dancing experience.
Maybe I will. Mandy's getting down here now, too.
You gotta go to the shoulders. Shoulders, hips, down to the knees.
I think I should let Mandy choreograph it for me, then I'll perform it.
What's Mandy doing, the hokey pokey over there? My God. You're gonna
spin yourself around.
Yeah.
He's gonna put his right foot in.
That's actually a hip dance nowadays. All the kids are doing it.
All right, Dwayne The Rock Johnson just welcomed his little girl to the world, Tiana Gia Johnson is her name. We do have a name for her.
Is she cute? I heard he posted a picture. I haven't seen it, though. Yeah.
Christina Aguilera was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. And she talked about her Mickey Mouse days, too. We have a little clip of her singing with James as well. But she talked about her Mickey Mouse days and said that she actually had a crush on Justin Timberlake, then Ryan Gosling. But Ryan Gosling had a crush on Britney Spears.
Wow. That
was a big love triangle going on there.
Quadruple the fun.
Always down for the ride.
Hang on. How are you doing that with your voice? Work on.
Down for the ride.
Hang on. Let me try it. Down for the ride.
That's funny stuff.
That is funny. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, we'll keep our eye on that baby watch for you and make sure we don't have a new royal baby name by then.
Ooh. All right. Thank you, Loren.
Hey. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So funny. We're putting together this thing for Cinco de Mayo, and it's coming together, but it's so outlandish and so crazy.
Yeah.
That when we're trying to put it together, when we're having the conversation,
it's awkward to have that conversation.
It is, and I feel like it's distracting.
But it's serious business for us. So we're trying to do on the Friday before Cinco de Mayo, May 4th, we're trying to do a fun segment on the MRL show here in the parking lot, but it requires a crane.
And the fire department.
And yesterday, we took it a step further and had a conference call with our friends at the Carolina Volunteer Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And to explain what we're doing, and I don't want to say anything because I want to surprise everyone.
Don't say what we're doing. I just think that the crane is very distracting when you ask people for the items that you need to make this event go off.
Right.
And they're like, what? Why?
When we were on the phone with their friends at the fire department, their first reaction wasn't, yeah, we got the stuff to help you. They were like, you need an EMT on scene.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, really?
I think our friend Kristen, her name is, her first reaction was to laugh because she couldn't believe that it's, well, we were like, yeah, this is what our job is. This is what we're putting together today. So then I got thinking, I was like, what are the things that we've pitched that didn't get accepted by like our boss? I remember one of the famous ones that we pitched that did get accepted, and we did it, was to have a duck poop on. We had like 20 contestants, 20 squares, and Roy was outside with a duck in a little fenced in area.
Yeah.
And whatever square the duck pooped on, you won like a new PS4.
Which, surprisingly, that had to go to an attorney to get vetted.
Right.
Someone who, you know, I don't know, went to Harvard.
Yeah. It's like, wait, you want an animal to poop on a square?
Right. So that didn't get rejected. That was accepted. So that's a... That's a bell.
Yeah.
We also wanted to do a segment called Screw Over Your Ex.
That got rejected so quickly.
This idea this idea was to get either Quagmire, our boss, who has an airplane, or get someone with a helicopter, because they do local helicopter tours here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Quagmire's wife got Quagmire that for his birthday one year, and they flew around Charlotte in a helicopter. So there is a helicopter charter company, but the idea, Loren, was to get someone up in a helicopter who had been cheated on to fly over whoever cheated on them with, like, a stripper, male or female, whoever it was, in the helicopter. And then either Roy, Loren, or myself will be in the helicopter doing play-by-play as we hover over the person who cheated on them, as we hovered over their house.
Yes.
That one was?
That was rejected.
That was rejected.
That was rejected.
Too many safety rules.
Evidently, you can't have listeners up in the helicopters. You know.
We had Taylor Swift tickets, so we wanted to do a segment called Swift Kick, where Roy would put on a jock strap, like, you know, to protect the athletes. Yeah. We were going to have listeners come in. And I guess in order to play, you had to kick Roy in the groin.
Roy to this day still looks so excited about this idea.
Yeah, I'm glad that one got next.
And Roy always gets, like, pitched for these ideas because you do it the funniest.
Yeah, because you two aren't funny. I am.
Wow.
Well, my reaction would be too baby. I'd be like, ow. Roy's reactions are great.
Yeah.
And then so every contestant that kicked Roy was in the running.
Yeah.
And then we would just pick a random winner. But the kicking didn't really have anything to do with winning, so we that got denied.
Well, I know we've wanted to do the stuff. Typically, anything that involves our listeners, they don't like.
And we don't like.
Yeah. Like, I know that we want to do the thing where we're casted together. Remember that?
Casted together.
Or handcuffed together.
Oh, yeah. Well, that still might happen.
That might happen?
Yeah, because producer Nicole has never been handcuffed in her life.
Oh, well, I could do it with her, but I couldn't do it to a listener.
No, couldn't do it to a listener.
Yeah. But another thing that's currently on the board for maybe this summer, some fun, is to have producer Nicole and Roy handcuffed together for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the one thing that I also want to do,
Nicole?
Which, by the way, Nicole, get ready, because my life is very different from yours. And I have a feeling we're going to be living my life.
Why? Why can't we live my life?
Because here's the thing. I'm bigger than you, and you have to pull me if I don't want to do it.
He's the anchor.
I can pull you a lot easier. So you're going to be living my life.
Last time I checked, I was stronger than you.
We'll find out. I'm dead weight. I'll be dead weight.
Roy will just sit down and be like, protest. Yep. Not moving.
You want to play that game? You watch.
That's awesome.
I'll get my Netflix that I want.
We wanted to do a human catapult.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not with the listeners, with just us.
That got denied. Although this one still may happen. We want to do the bowling thing with vehicle. We want to go bowling with vehicles.
Yeah. That's true.
But there's a lot of stipulations involving using listeners' cars.
Yes, car bowling has been okayed. We just need to get all the pieces together. Remember we wanted to do Bash the Bronco when the Panthers were in the Super Bowl? But we couldn't find a Ford Bronco.
Yeah, that actually got approved. We just couldn't find the car.
Yeah, that was approved. So I was just thinking about that on our way into work today. I was like, I'm going into work, and yes, you might laugh at what we try and put together, but we have to have legit conversations with legit attorneys who go to college for years to get their degree. So that's what we have. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Charlotte's worst commute times. And what we need to do is hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. As we all sit here in the MRL Show family, who has the longest commute to work on a daily basis? Whether it's because of traffic or because you're just so far away from work. 704-570-9595.
The Manny Roy Company and designed to impress clients for less. Custom printing at Staples. Standout materials equals outstanding results. Staples.
Join
Kiss 95.1
on
Saturday,
May
12th
from
2
to 7.
Okay. For the Ballantine Wine Festival at Ballantine Village. Sorry, buddy. I just couldn't keep doing that.
You guys sound like a computer.
Yeah, I can't. Your chance to savor and taste wines from local,
regional,
and national vineyards.
Go to ballantinewinefest.eventbrite.com now to get your tickets. Thanks, Alexa. Sure, we'll be reading that one again. I don't think that one's going to qualify.
Yeah, that's going to get rejected, huh?
Yeah, remember we were talking about things that get accepted and rejected?
Yep,
that notice was rejected.
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about the worst commute times. This came from, the Charlotte Five. Dion Barry, his name is. He said Charlotte's five worst commutes and what you're thinking while you're on them. And it's not just morning. A lot of them are afternoons, too. Which one of you has the longest commute? 704-570-9595. Somebody commutes like 3 hours away.
Jeez.
We got to find out if it's on a daily basis. We'll do it coming up in less than 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It doesn't happen often, but when it happens, it's a pretty big deal. I know I've called maybe one or two. It's an MRL show family meeting, and it's happening in just about 10 minutes from now. And it's called by...
me, Loren.
Calling an MRL show family meeting. Big announcement, big issue. Something's happening in 10 minutes here on the MRL show.
So, this is from Charlotte Agenda. The five worst commutes, and I gotta tell you, they're all like, normally they're all like 20 minutes, but then you factor in the traffic and they turn into like an hour. University City to Ballantyne in the afternoon. It's like a 30 minute commute without traffic turns into an hour.
Yeah.
So going south.
Going south.
Yeah.
Plaza Midwood to South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably not getting on the highway.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
And you get stuck at every light, and you get stuck behind, I guess, CMS with the schools getting out right there on, I guess, that park.
Park, Providence, makes sense.
South End to Matthews. That's over, a little bit over a one-hour commute, depending on the traffic.
At what time? Because that's my commute.
It's in the afternoon.
Hmm. Well, we're lucky. We commute at like 5 a.m. and noon.
Yeah, there's no traffic.
Uptown to Steel Creek in the afternoon, 50-minute nightmare.
Jeez.
I like that you referred to it as a nightmare.
It is. And by the way, I'm so like before when I lived up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, everything was at least 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
And now, like, if I have to drive over 10 minutes away, I'm like, what is this?
You're so spoiled now. You know, Dallas, when we lived in Florida, used to have to drive 2 hours just to get into his territory for work.
Oof.
Yeah.
Every day?
Like 3 times a week.
Yeah. Alex and Charlotte?
Yes.
Hey, man. So you drive to Chapel Hill. What for?
For school. I have, because of personal reasons, I'm only able to take 2 classes this semester.
Yeah.
So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get up at like 5:30 and get out of the house by 6 to drive 2.5 hours up to Chapel Hill for my classes.
So it's Tuesday. So you're on the road right now to Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
I just passed all the construction area. Mm. Don't really know exactly
Annapolis?
Where, but
yeah, China Grove area.
I want to know. I'm kind of curious what classes you're taking that you couldn't have taken online.
Well, they're mainly for my major. I'm taking a geology class that's only in person, and then I'm taking an English criticism class. Ah.
So for your 2.5 hour commute, how long are you there every time you go to Chapel Hill?
They're roughly from like 8:30 till about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, because then you hit that traffic back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That stinks, Alex.
That stinks.
But good for you getting your degree, bro.
Rebecca in Fort Mill, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your commute like?
My commute, I drive from TKK, Fort Mill area, to Greenville, South Carolina for work.
What?
So that's a 2 hour drive one way.
2 hour drive one way?
Yeah, so I'm in the car 16 hours for my 4-day week.
Now, Rebecca, we don't do traffic for that area. We do traffic more north. But so, like, what is traffic like on your Fort Mill to Greenville commute?
If I leave morning, I miss it because I'm driving 6 to 8. On my way home, if I leave at work after, like, 4:45, it takes me 2.5 hours. So I try to get out before 4:30.
Well, it seems like all you do is just, like...
Roy's so stressed over that.
I am. All you do is, like, work, drive, and sleep.
Yeah, well, I have 2 kids, too, and I'm in school, so it's busy.
Wow. You're seriously? You're my hero.
Yeah.
You do it all.
Hey, it was worth it. I moved from Michigan to do this, so
and you
I'm
do,
glad
for
to be
you.
Here.
And you do listen to us the whole way.
I actually do, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks, Rebecca. And now to show you how much we love you, Loren is going to sing Hero by Mariah Carey. She's going to serenade you. Bye, Rebecca. Have a great day. Carly in Lancaster can't get to her. Lancaster to Matthews. Wow. And Blake says dad commutes from Concord to Raleigh every day.
That's so much time on the road.
No matter what you do, where you're going, know that your friends, the MRL Show, we are always with you. And there's no reason to turn the radio now because Loren is calling an MRL Show family meeting in 4 minutes.
Show. I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So it is time for a family meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We do this when we want all MRL family members to come together to help us through whatever we are going through.
People on our Facebook Live, and by the way, we are on Facebook Live every morning, Monday through Friday, on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, and they are giving guesses. They want to know if it has to do with your dog, Woofer.
Uh-huh.
They want to know if you're moving.
Right?
Are you pregnant? Mm. What could the family meeting be about, Loren?
Well, you know, we call these family meetings for better or for worse, and you guys know my family's kind of been going through a rough transitional time. Dallas' company downsized in October of last year. We've been going through some issues with our dog, Woofer.
Mm-hmm.
Our son, Cash, is a little speech delayed, so there's been a lot of stresses on our family lately. And this past week, we got some news. Finally, after months of waiting, that Dallas got a job.
Hey! Finally!
And I wanted to share that with you guys because our listeners, like, everyone's family. And I've had so many people reach out to me and just say, hang in there. It's going to happen. And, you know, we've gotten, I say we, like I've done all the work, right? But I'm just really proud of Dallas for, like, hanging in there because he's gotten to where he's been the last two candidates a couple times, and it's been heartbreaking. You know, to get that close and really want something and then it not come to fruition. And now it just goes to show you that time, like, God knows your time, you know? And he was offered a very large position, much bigger than anything that he's had previously. And it just, you know, we weren't sure why it was happening. Like, why was this happening that we couldn't find something for 6 months? And I just want to thank you guys for hanging in there with us, because I know I've been a mess, especially behind the scenes, too. So it's kind of an apology to you, too.
No, you've been great.
It's been a gem. It's got to be hard.
It's a lot of stress on our lives that it feels like a relief.
And a lot of you guys know Dallas just through stories. You know our significant others just through stories.
Right.
You know, we're here every day. We're front and center. But Dallas is a former college athlete, very strong man, good-looking guy, very smart, and held a successful position for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So I can imagine, Loren, it was kind of like difficult for you to see someone who's always so successful get told no 100%. Or I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, good for him and for you guys.
You know, it just had to be the right fit.
I was so convinced it was something else.
What
I thought for sure it was Woofer.
Oh, the family meeting?
I thought the family meeting was bad news about Woofer. I thought for sure.
That could be next week's family meeting.
Yeah, it really could, honestly.
Because I don't.
And let people know who Woofer is that might not know.
Woofer is Loren's dog who's blind, deaf, and old, and there's a long list of medical issues.
He's not doing so hot.
I thought for sure it was about
He's
that.
The next hurdle. Like, I just don't, like, so, honestly, that's a whole nother stress.
Tell
I'm
us
just
about
not
the job.
To hit yet. So he's going
Thunder
to,
from Down Under part time.
Yes.
The dance troupe.
He already knows the pony dance.
You're not moving, right?
No, we're not moving.
Okay.
But his territory is actually not local.
Oh.
So he's like, so he'll be on the road a lot, which kind of.
Hey, after being together for 12 months.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he was out of work for almost five, though, I would think.
Yeah,
right?
Almost six, yeah.
6 months.
So he has to travel.
Yeah. So it's a big job. He'll be a regional vice president,
whoa,
which is a big job for, you know, I mean, he's never had.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Nobody, what? I want to be called a vice president.
So I'm proud of him.
Very, very close to what he was doing before?
A little different.
Oh, yeah?
Still medical sales, though. Yeah, still in that realm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm just proud of him for hanging in there.
We're all proud of you.
And thank you, Loren, for you've been sharing the story and the process, and you've been very vulnerable and been forthcoming with the family member. I could tell you firsthand that Sterling, my boyfriend, has told me many times, if I ever get unemployed, you are not getting on the radio to talk about it. He's like, yeah, I've been, he told me many times that
it's just a big stress on your life.
It really is. And I'll tell you what's so great about our show compared to other shows that I listen to across the country, not just in Charlotte, is, you know, we share with our lives. Not just to share. We share because we want to connect with someone.
Yeah.
You want someone that's listening to this right now, Loren, that's been in Dallas's position and has maybe been out of work for 12 months or 13 months to know that your day is going to come.
It's
going to
come.
Absolutely. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep plugging. When I announced that Kasia passed away, you guys, the outpouring was unbelievable when I had to put my dog Kasia down. Mm-hmm. And it was just stories. And then when you get a question from someone who's like, how did you do it, Manny? I heard you talk about it. How did you do it? And I sent back a huge long email to someone who's suffering too. And they were like, thank you. And that's what we do. That's the connection here. Mm-hmm. The ratings out the window. All that stuff that we do, all the ha-ha fun stuff goes out the window because it's about just being real.
Yeah.
That's true.
So when's he start?
Not this coming. Well, actually, so next Monday, I guess. Yeah. He leaves this weekend.
Does he have to go suit shopping
and stuff? The room was like, hopefully tomorrow we need that paycheck. Come on.
Does he need to go shopping and get new suits or no?
No, but you know what I'm a little disappointed about, though, is that he's not going to be like a hot Dr. Dallas in his scrubs anymore.
Oh,
it's like more of a suit and tie job. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not like a man in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool because he knew all the people at the hospitals. And
yeah.
There you go. Oh, a great MRL show family meeting. Tomorrow, Roy's going to call one.
Why not? Let's re-announce my sexuality. Let's do that. That was cool.
I'd like to announce that I've tried being gay and I'm going straight.
That's it.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, Loren.
Yes.
Out of the bliss and back to reality, that is giving us a celebrity gossip.
Absolutely. So Paris Jackson has been under the scope for the last few weeks. People close to her feeling like she's doing something wrong in her life. Well, she's now fighting back. And what's up with Macaulay Culkin? We haven't heard from him in years. True. All of a sudden, he's back.
Okay.
We've got it for you coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Oh, man. I have him.
You just cue him up. We'll get to use him.
Hello. There he is.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren
check, which work fast and stay strong. Walgreens trusted since 1901.
We're in here talking about the royal baby because that's what's on everybody's minds this morning, even on the dirty. And I have a question, and I don't think anyone in here has the answer to it. So we'll ask the MRL show family. If you are from a different country and you can answer this question, do people care about the royals in other countries as much as we do here in the United States? Roy's all in on it. Can't get enough.
I mean, I'm just glued to the TV about all things royal.
You could care less.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, I don't understand why anyone cares that she stepped out. I don't understand why anyone cares that she was in labor.
I think it's
what
big
is
news.
It?
I think it's big news now because there's so much youth to it. Now the kids are getting married and having kids.
But what is it about the royal family in general? Is it just the fact that it's the royal family and that's like the
pinnacle? Every little girl wants to be a princess kind of thing? Maybe. I don't know. I think everybody loved Princess Diana and that whole realm. And then it kind of died off and then got excited again when the kids got older and started. They're like celebrities. So, you know, you want to know
but
when
healthy,
they get engaged.
Healthy,
and
wholesome celebrities, not like the Kardashians or like the Osbournes who are like, you know, always involved in some sort of drama.
I know.
But
they're
has
real,
to be
too.
Something.
But they're real, too. Remember when Harry had all those pictures in, like, Vegas?
But that rarely happens.
Yeah.
They're good boys. So let us know, if you are from a different country, does your country, like, in Japan, are they talking about the royals over there in, the Today Show of Japan?
I wonder.
704-570-9595. Let us know, and then Loren will get us the very latest coming out of jolly old England.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Loren, before you get into the Dirty, can we just grab these phones real quick?
Absolutely.
So we're wondering how the rest of the world feels about the royals. Is it as a big deal in other countries as it is here in the United States?
Let's bring in Dadgum.
I feel like you said that wrong, but you probably said it right.
Dadgum.
Hey, Dadgum.
Yes.
Hi. It does sound very southern, like dadgummit.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. You're from Ethiopia, and what do they think about the royal family over there in that country?
No, we don't really care about any royal families in Ethiopia.
Same
and
one.
Nobody really cares about that.
Does Ethiopia have, like, what do they have, a president? And then do they have, like, a royal family over there? Is there anybody? Because I know, like, some African countries do.
The last royal kingdom we have in 1966 was thus ended. Now we have a Republican system, parliamentary system.
Oh, okay.
But we don't really care about the royal family. And the funny thing is, there is a Commonwealth country, 16 Commonwealth countries, which used to be a British colony before. And still, Queen Elizabeth is there, royal. But those countries, even they don't care, like United States care.
Yeah. We're all wrapped up in it, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Dagaman. Thank you so much for being part of the MRL Show family, all the way from Ethiopia.
No problem.
All right, bud. That's cool. I love talking to people about their countries.
Yeah, learning about it. By the way, everyone else's country seems way confusing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I get ours.
But I knew that Africa, a lot of Africa was colonized by the royals.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder if maybe they have some ill will going back to the day when they were colonized, you know? Anyway.
This is Brooke.
Hello, good morning.
Brooke, hey. You're from Canada.
I am. I'm originally from Canada. Yeah.
Do you care about what's going on over there in the UK?
Oh, my goodness. Canadians really do. Growing up in Canada, my grandmother used to get Majesty magazine.
Majesty magazine.
And keep up with the royal family. She actually had tea at Buckingham Palace one time, so it was a huge deal in our family.
Okay.
And most of Canada is divided, so some Canadians really do not care at all. And then the ones who do are, like, super into it.
They're all in.
See, I thought you guys would be more into the French people.
Oh, no, not so much.
All right, thanks, Brooke. We're just curious. And I'd also love to hear if, like, Japan or anybody from the Asian countries are in to the royal family like we are here in the United States. All right, Lorraine, update us real quick on the dirties.
Okay, so no baby name yet, speaking of the royals. And Kourtney Kardashian, she's dipping her toes into politics. She's going to go in front of Congress today to fight against environmental working parts for cosmetics. So she is going to Congress, but it is for...
What's going on with Congress? A couple weeks ago it was Mark Zuckerberg. Now it's Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah.
After she gave birth, she's doing that? She should be home.
I'm sorry, not Khloe. Kourtney. Kourtney Kardashian. Kourtney, okay. If I said that, I'm sorry. It's Kourtney Kardashian. Okay. And I have a lot of audio, too, so I guess that's going to have to wait until the 8:30 dirty.
It has to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our silly question about the royals took up a lot of your time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I heard that Roy's going in front of Congress next week.
Sure.
Yep.
Why not?
In the name of what this time?
I don't know.
Not cosmetics.
No, pick. Uber.
Uber? Sure. Yeah. Why not? That's crazy. I hate the fact that there is a whole thing I hate about Uber. How it really is.
And I need to bring it to Congress's attention.
I really do. Because it's bullcrap that they can be accepting your ride while dropping someone else off.
I know. I hate that.
That's crap. I have to wait forever for an Uber now. When originally it told me it was only going to be 2 minutes. Now it's 10 minutes. I would have picked a different ride.
I don't mind it if it happens uptown. But if it's like... If you're out in the burbs, everything takes longer.
It's a pain. It's a pain.
I turned him on. He had no idea that he was angry about Uber until I brought
it
up.
I'm so mad. I am going to Congress. Someone's got to investigate Uber for crying out loud. That's why you can't beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call and take Loren down.
I'm not mad at Uber. Oh, wait. Yes, I am.
Hey. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Gabby, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
How are you?
Great. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Awesome. I've played twice before and we've tied, so we'll see how it goes.
All right. And who's this wee thing?
Oh, my kids are in the car.
Names, ages. Who's with you?
Jacqueline is 9 and Daniel is 6.
Hey, 3 against 1. Let's see how this goes.
All right. Okay, Loren, out of the studio, please.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you will see that she's out of the studio.
Gabby, kids, Matthews, here we go. Question number one. Happy birthday to this pop star. She won the first season of American Idol and is now a coach on The Voice. Who is that?
Kelly Clarkson.
And Christina Aguilera joined James Corden's carpool karaoke last night. In honor of that, we need you to sing this line. I'm a genie in a...
bottle.
Dwayne Johnson and Lauren Hashin welcomed their second daughter together and his third overall. What's his name? What do we know him as?
The Rock.
Question four, Macaulay Culkin was on Ellen yesterday talking about how he doesn't even really leave the house around Christmas time. And it's because he starred in what movie as a kid?
Home Alone.
Question five. Kate Middleton, Prince William, they welcome baby number three. They are the Duke and Duchess of
York.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
All right, how did they do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
Okay, but very confident four. We mowed through these.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question number one. Happy birthday to this pop star. She won the first season of American Idol and is now a coach on The Voice.
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct. 1-1.
Christina Aguilera joined James Corden's carpool karaoke last night. Finished this line, I'm a genie in a...
bottle.
That's
baby.
Correct. 2-2.
Baby.
Yeah. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. There you go.
Dwayne Johnson and Lauren Hashin welcome their second daughter together and their third overall. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
That's correct. We're 3-3. Still tied.
And question four, Macaulay Culkin was on Ellen yesterday talking about how he doesn't even really leave the house around Christmas time. It's because he starred in what movie as a kid?
Home Alone.
You got it. 4-4.
We also would have accepted Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3, and Home Alone 4. I'm home.
I'm home.
Question five. And by the way, how awesome is it? Let's just think about this for a second because we have a minute, Gabby. Mm-hmm. A Home Alone movie, Christmas Eve, they're leaving to go to Paris. Like, how baller is that? Like, how Lorraine is that?
I know. On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like, oh, we're not going to open gifts tomorrow. Your gift is we're going to Paris.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it.
I mean, it's
question
20
years five.
Old.
He doesn't make the flight, by the way. Kate Middleton and Prince William welcome the baby number three. They are the Duke and Duchess of...
Cambridge?
Well, that's not what she said.
I'm pretty sure it's Cambridge.
Gabby said something different. So one confident. Of you is right.
Yes, Lorraine is correct.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yes, you were wrong.
What did you say?
York?
I said York. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I would have said, quite honestly.
Very confident, too, when she said it.
Yeah.
I would have said Matthews.
Yeah. Four mil.
That would have been a better answer.
Duke and Duchess of Gastonia.
All right, Gabby. Not quite a win. Right. You know what I want to hear.
My name's Gabby Matthews, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Gabby.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye, kids.
Still to come.
All right. Your chance to win $1,000. Kiss cash code. We're going to give you that code word coming up here in less than 20 minutes at 8 o'clock.
And we got to do a War of the Roses, a brand new War of the Roses. Hillary wants to find out if her girlfriend Julie is cheating on her with her ex who lives out of town. For some reason, Julie goes to visit the ex quite a bit. We'll test the relationship coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Small businesses get tailored tech solutions when they partner with Dell. Plus free shipping and a price match guarantee on everything, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
So Dunkin' is celebrating the go-getters across America, and they want to hear how great you guys are at working hard to succeed. You can go to kiss951.com now and nominate you or your coworker for the ultimate go-getter to win a $100 Dunkin' gift card and swag bag. I would vote for Dallas, Loren's husband Dallas. He is the MRL show go-getter who got a job today. It was announced in our MRL show family meeting about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Dallas, who'd been out of work for a while and gone on some interviews.
It's definitely a weight off of our shoulders.
And the good news is the ones that didn't work out weren't right for him anyway.
Exactly.
So he's happy. We're all happy. And we got a brand new War of the Roses. We're going to find out if Hillary's going to be happy to see if Julie, her girlfriend, sends the roses to her.
We're about to... Roy and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hillary, you said in your message to us that you think Julie, your girlfriend's cheating. What's going on?
We got together at the end of last summer, and she's really great. And she had just moved here when we met from upstate New York, and since then she's gone back a couple of times. When she moved down here, she had just gotten out of a relationship with this girl, Lindsay, and I think she's gone back home like 3 times to see her family. And then the last 2 times that she went, like, she told me she'd bumped into Lindsay and everything was fine. And like this time, like every time she's gone away, when she's come back, it's been like an, you know, like a spark when she gets back.
Yeah, yeah, like we
miss
like,
each other,
we do,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's normal.
Yeah. And this last time it just like, just a little more dull, you know? And I know that she saw Lindsay when she was there, and I'm just, it just felt different.
You don't trust Julie, let's be honest.
I think I did, but it's just.
You have a feeling.
Yeah, it's just different this time when she's gotten back, and I don't know, it's just kind of nagging at me.
But no other, like, hints that she could be cheating?
Not really. Just as soon as she got back, she's just kind of not there like she was before, you know?
So just a feeling.
You know, a lot of times when we do War of the Roses, we have clear signs, and going in, we think, oh, well, they're cheating, but we'll do it anyway. Yeah, we'll do it anyway. I do believe that this is really speculative.
So you don't want to call?
No, we can. There's not a lot of evidence to go on, so we'll see what happens.
Well, the ex might be honing in on Hillary's action.
Maybe, but like if somebody spotted them together, or if there was like, we're missing another
but
element.
We know
right.
that
you
they
know
see
saying?
Each other every time she goes up there. I think that's enough
maybe
of a nugget.
Yeah, but maybe she's just tired from traveling. I mean, who knows?
Okay, let's call and find out.
Okay.
What's the other girl's name so that we know?
Lindsay.
Okay, great. We'll find out if it's Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Julie, please.
I'm speaking.
Hey, my name is Dee. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Dee. And we are a romantic gift company, but we are running an online promotion, and one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful red roses to send to someone.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Are you going to like need my credit card number or like what?
No, it's just an online promotion, that we do every month, and I don't need your credit card number or anything like that. No delivery fee.
So I'm not going to be charged for this?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send these roses to. Then I'll get all their information here in a moment.
Okay. Let's send them to Lindsay.
And I also have a card here to go along with the flowers. What would you like to put on that?
Let's just say something like, it gets harder every time I have to leave you. And let's try to figure this out soon.
Okay, and just to clarify, you are sending these to Lindsay, correct?
Yeah. Julie, are you serious right now? What's going on?
You are on War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. It's where we try to catch cheaters. And I was really hoping you weren't a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
So why send the
roses? Julie, I'm sorry. What do you mean you're not a cheater? Who sends a message like that to their ex if there's nothing going on there?
Hillary, I haven't cheated on you.
Oh, no, but you miss Lindsay that much that you're sending her flowers and telling her that you guys have to figure something out?
I mean, yeah, I've seen her the last couple times I went back home and... But I haven't cheated on you. I've not cheated on you.
Julie, why wouldn't you send the flowers to your girlfriend, Hillary, though? Why Lindsay over Hillary?
I don't know. Lindsay sort of fulfills something that Hillary doesn't, I guess, if we're being honest.
Wow.
So...
All right, well, then, if we're being honest, I guess you can get your stuff out of my apartment. Really? Like, are you really going to be like that?
No, yeah, I'm going to be like that. Oh, my God.
I don't think there's anything clearly left to be said.
Me neither. Go get your stuff.
Yeah.
And call it what it is.
And call Lindsay, and maybe you guys can live together. You did Hillary wrong. You know that.
Can we just talk about this, like, not on the radio, please?
No, burn parties this weekend, later, so please? You need to get your shit out of my place.
Wow. Oh, what did she say? The burn party?
Is that what she said?
What did
I
you
missed that.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Who said that? Hillary?
Yeah, me. The burn party is this weekend, so Julie, you need to get shit out of my place.
Why are you being like this?
I'm sorry, because you're sending flowers to your ex-girlfriend, telling her that you miss her.
Okay, can we just talk about this? Not on this call, please. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you as soon as this stupid thing is over.
You can talk it over that nice campfire. Hillary, we're sorry you found out this way.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, you got it.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Corner.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Got that Kiss cash code word to unlock $1,000, and we'll just throw it in your bank account, you know, for doing nothing. I'll tell you, if you didn't hear it, it's balloon.
Yeah.
Which my son is going to get today because it's Dean's birthday. He's 5. I just FaceTimed with him, and our nanny spoils him. Amanda's out of town, so he's with the nanny, you know, and Amanda feels bad because nobody's there to wish him happy birthday this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't worry, my nanny more than made up for it. It's like Chuck E. Cheese at her house with the show that's going on over there. I just FaceTimed him. And,
yeah, that's
but
good.
With Amanda being out of town, and that last War of the Roses that we heard, where Hillary was concerned that Julie might be cheating on her while she was out of town going back home to her ex, we're wondering, like, were you ever in a situation where when you went back home, if you moved out of your hometown, you went back home and maybe your high school sweetheart or a fling or whoever's in that town, did they ever hit you up and, like, did you bite on it? How often does that happen?
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah, especially like in the small towns and the outer counties. You know, you may not have that big issue here in Charlotte, but, you know, back in the small areas, I know like in Salem, you run into everyone all the time. I mean, you could just go get gas and, oh, there's the car.
And it's easy. You know? You guys know each other, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? So the proposition is easy. Like, hey, we never, we never did anything, but maybe now we should. 704-570-9595. If you have a story to share with us about when you went back to your hometown and you hooked up with an ex, it doesn't even have to be if you were in a relationship. Hopefully you weren't in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
But Julie, you know, kept talking about her ex, and it's like Hillary got nervous about it. And Roy, in the War of the Roses, you're like, I don't even know if we have enough evidence here. But I guess it does happen. You know, Julie sent the romantic roses to the other woman, whose name I now forget, but...
Yeah.
I'm on a text chain with a bunch of guys that I went to high school with, like 8 of us, because we're going to a buddy's wedding next January, and we're all in his wedding. It's a mm-hmm. second marriage, and his first marriage wasn't great, so he wants to do this one upright. So we got a really good group for the wedding party. And I tell you, Loren, if they don't talk about people that we went to high school with, like... Everybody's the one that got away.
Yeah.
That's what our text chain conversation's about.
About the one that got away.
For like 5 of the guys on this text chain, that's all they talk about the girls we went to high school with. And one guy still lives in that town. He's like, oh, I saw blah, blah, blah the other day.
Oh, so it's not like, hey, is this person going to be at the wedding?
No, it's more, this is just a conversation. Like, you know, and then all the other guys want to know, well, how does she look? How does our high school prom queen look? Oh, mm-hmm. great. She was flirting with me. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? That was over 20 years ago.
Yeah. I actually do my best not to run into anyone I used mm-hmm. to go to school with. I try to avoid them as much as possible. I'm like, I'll go to the Walmart on the other side of the county. I'll spend my 40 minutes.
If you went back home or went back to your town and hooked up with an ex who lived in that town, 704-570-9595.
Let's welcome Ashley from Morganton to the MRL Morning Show. Hey.
So we had a situation where I moved out of state, and when I would go back home, we were still really great friends. So, you know, we'd go on a couple of dates and hook up or whatever. And then once you start getting interested in someone where you're at now, you just kind of break it off.
Yeah, I would think that when you go home, the whole reason that maybe you're not together anymore is because you moved away. So you didn't really have that closure the first time around. So that door's probably exactly. always still open.
And then, yeah, I guess as
I
long
mean,
as
we
no
were
one...
great friends and it ended famously. So why yeah. not meet up and hook up?
Ashley, how much
in town together?
How much time went by from the time you saw your ex to the time you got back with your ex? How much time was that?
It wasn't much time at all. I had moved out for maybe a month or two.
Okay.
I wasn't seeing anybody. I still had family and friends there. So
it wasn't like 20 years or anything like that?
No, yeah. Nothing okay. crazy like that. Yeah. I mean, within a year, I had moved on to something else. So.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley.
we just lost her. Oh. Okay. This is Dylan in Charlotte. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, bud. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Yeah, I used to live in California. I came back home to Charlotte again, and, my ex of, 2 years hit me up on, Facebook because the only thing I have nearby, and she saw that I was nearby and hit me up, and we hung out, then the hookup happened. It was like a revenge thing, I guess you can say.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
What does that mean? Revenge on
know.
Who?
I mean, they're an ex maybe for a reason, so yeah. why not...
Yeah, they was an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
They wasn't faithful. I mean, I was a faithful one, but she wasn't.
But she reached out to you, so how are you getting revenge on her if she reached out to you? She got what she wanted.
Because now he can leave this time.
Yeah, but she still got what she wanted.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Did you have a girlfriend in California?
No, I didn't have one.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Dylan. This is a thing, y'all.
It is a thing. Hello, you are on the MRL Morning Show. What's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I listen to y'all every morning.
Oh, thank you. That means the world to us. Thank you so much.
And by the way, shout out to Charlotte Magazine, who named the MRL Morning Show best morning show in Charlotte. So thank you to those guys, and thank you for you guys giving us great ratings and blah, blah, blah. We love you.
So when you go back to your hometown, do you hook up with your ex?
Actually, it wasn't my hometown. I moved to Arkansas when I was around 15. And I met my first love, and we eventually broke up. And years later, after I'd moved back to my hometown in Georgia and then come up to North Carolina, he was doing a construction job, and he was near the area, so we met up. And I could not believe I had ever dated him. While he wanted to get back together, I was not interested. It just, every time he tried to give me a hug or something, it kind of gave me the creeps. And I just thought, what did I ever see in him?
Yeah. I think we all have that ex.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for listening, okay?
Thank y'all.
Stephanie in Denver. Amy sends a tweet to @TheMRLShow and says, it does happen in Salem, Roy. I ran into my high school crush after college, and now we're married.
Oh, doesn't it, though? Salem is so small. You run into everyone.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Every time I go to Walmart in Salem, it's like a three-hour ordeal because you stop 40 times in the aisle talking to everyone you know, including your preacher, because the preacher's always at the Walmart. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
It's a whole thing.
All right. Okay, so Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, has something very pointed to say to the rest of her family who's, quote-unquote, concerned about her. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.
Also, we're still on Royal Baby Name Watch, yes?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes.
The Manny Roy. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
We are still on Royal Baby Watch Name. Nothing has been announced just yet.
Well, you know, Loren.
Oh, the queen's
here.
As the
queen. That's right, Roy. Hello.
Hello.
Stop looking at me like that.
You know, Queen okay. Mummy, I heard it's you holding up the baby name.
Negative. Not holding it up. I have to okay it.
You have to approve a baby's name?
That's right. As the queen, I have to approve the name. So far, I've turned down Roy.
Yes.
I've turned down Kanye.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And I've turned down Tristan.
Mm.
You know, Roy, you said you turned down Roy. That's a very royal name. Roy.
Royal.
Royal.
Very basic, I believe.
Okay.
That's the word that you're looking for?
We like William and Harry.
You do like those
names that aren't so basic.
Yeah.
That is pretty, those are basic names.
Yeah, what's that? Ta-ta.
Yeah. People are thinking, though, that they'll follow suit and it will be more of a normal name. Now, a couple of the names in the running are Prince Donald. Did you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
They're like, you know, you can bet on the baby names. They've got like prop bets going on, basically. And if you guys remember, there was a story where Prince William was at a soccer game and accidentally revealed the sex of the baby.
Mm.
And he said that he insists on the baby be called Jack. And then he said, or Jackie. So I'm kind of betting on the
Jack
fact
or
that
Jackie.
It could be Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
Couple names that I
belt.
Like.
Okay.
This is first name and middle name as well. Phil DeGrave.
Okay. Phil DeGrave.
That's right.
It's the,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Queen Mummy likes these names.
We're going somewhat Hispanic with Pepe Roni.
Oh,
Pepe
okay.
Roni.
You're right.
Sounds a lot like pepperoni.
And you were right, Donald, but we would call him Don and his middle name would be Touch. So it'd be Don Touch. Don't touch anything
don't
in the palace.
Don't touch the baby.
Don't touch.
Okay.
All right. How do you feel about Macaulay?
For a name?
Yeah.
Actually, I like Macaulay. I think that's a cool name, and I don't know anybody else who has it besides Macaulay Culkin.
Well, we're about to talk about him next. He was on Ellen this week, and he told her that he like cannot watch Home Alone, that it's completely ruined for him, and there's actually a season dedicated to it.
Hello.
Macaulay Culkin, here we go.
When it comes on, which it comes on, I'm sure every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, you don't watch it.
No, not really.
And you don't go out of the house during that time.
Yes, I definitely don't.
Yeah.
It's Macaulay season, so I try to go out like less and less around that time of year.
Embrace it, bro. Come on. You know, I worked with Gary Coleman, who was Arnold on Different Strokes at a radio station in Tucson, Arizona, and he hated talking about it. And it's like, dude, that's what made you. That's what people love you for.
Yeah, I think he's very private now, though. Like, we never hear much from
him. And I remember, you remember when the really bad photo of him, like, leaked out? And they're like, oh, he's gone downhill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I felt so bad for him because, like, that's how I look 80% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That someone just found the one picture that he looks awful in.
His worst day was my best day.
Yeah. He also... said that he can go, like, he uses it sometimes. He can get into any restaurant, but then it feels like a fishbowl because everyone's staring at him.
Yeah.
I get it. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris.
Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, they were friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Okay. So she has been getting some worried text messages and looks and different things from her quote-unquote concerned family. Now, she has a new relationship with Cara Delevingne, who is another model as well, but she has this to say to her concerned family.
Who is this?
This is Paris Jackson.
Okay.
The family members that are talking to all of these news outlets saying you're worried for me, when was the last time you called me? Prince isn't worried. Why? Because Prince and I talk all the time. We hang out. If you're worried about me, call me.
Is she talking about like Janet and like the Jackson family? You think?
There's been a ton of quote unquote people from the family who have talked to different outlets saying that she's in a downward spiral, that she's, you know, going off and having this relationship with Kara, and they're just concerned for her safety. Hmm. That Kara is a bad influence.
I'll always remember Paris speaking at her dad's not a funeral, but it was the
memorial,
and Janet was by her side, you know?
Hmm. All right. So what Loren likes today, of course, has to do with alcohol.
Yay. It's always fun.
Not the bad kind. Excuse me.
Oh.
The candy kind. Now, I've seen the champagne gummy bears before, but now there are Corona Light gummy bears. Those are a thing.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's cool.
So definitely something you got to try.
Whoa. Corona Light was a proud sponsor of Can't Beat Loren for
they
all
were.
That time. Why did they ever send over some of those gummies?
I don't know, but I'm willing to try them.
Hmm.
You know. Okay. If you want to see where you can grab those, you can head on over to the website, kiss951.com. And you'll also find the full video of Carpool Karaoke with Christina Aguilera and James Corden as well.
Thanks, Loren. Up next, we're going to tell you AJ, our night guy, did something super embarrassing on Saturday night. But when I mentioned it to Roy and Loren off the air, they were like, well, Roy, you've been in a situation like this?
Oh, yeah, it's happened to me.
All right, we'll discuss what he did. And it has to do with his apartment or maybe someone else's coming up in just about 9 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
You gotta listen to our dude AJ. He's on the air for what seems like he does a huge show, man. It's like from 4 p.m. till midnight.
He goes 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. The hardest working man in showbiz is our afternoon and night guy, AJ. Thank you, AJ, for waking up early and joining the MRL Morning Show.
No, I am. I appreciate it.
So AJ posted something hilarious on his social media. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay, AJ, tell Loren and everyone else what happened to you the other night when you walked into what you thought was your apartment.
Yeah, so like last, Loren didn't see that about this. Okay, she must not follow me. It's all right.
AJ, I'm sleeping by the time you go on air, okay?
No, I know. I'm sleeping too, but I'm the boss. Like a Thursday, might seem like a after weekend kind of story, but I park kind of far away by the time I get home. So my walk, I felt, was a little bit longer than usual.
Uh-huh.
So I assumed in my mind, well, I must be on my floor then, even though I had to still go up.
Okay, but so you weren't paying attention to what floor you were on.
I was texting, yeah. I was texting and walking, so you don't want to do that either. And, I just kind of walked up the stairs, opened this door, and I thought it was my roommate, you know, in the other room, but there was nobody there. I just walked in and said, wow, it is cold outside, because it just happened to be cold again that night. And at first, I walked into the same floor plan, and I was like, why did my roommate put, like, a jacket holder up here? It doesn't look good right there. And then I saw that there was a dog sitting across the way.
Great, we got and a new that dog.
I'm like, maybe his sister's here.
How many clues do you need, AJ, before you realize you're not in your apartment?
Oh, this is strange. He bought a couch? That's a strange-looking couch.
Well, the way that the floor plan turns, you could kind of see it all at one time. And I just slowly just closed the door, just slowly walked out because the dog got up. I've seen the dog before. So, and this is a normal night. I mean, every other time during a weekend, I walk right into my place perfectly fine.
Did you throw your keys down and stuff and, like, try and start getting comfortable? Open the fridge?
I didn't get that far. No, I didn't get that far. I literally just said what I said, realized it was the wrong place, and turned around and walked away. And slowly walked up the stairs just because I didn't want them to chase me.
AJ opens the fridge like, I don't ever buy almond milk. What is this?
But I'll have some. So, AJ, the person whose apartment... The person whose apartment you walked into had no idea and still at this day has no idea that you walked in?
No. And here's my thing. And it just was also like a safety thing, not just for myself. But like, why is this person not have their door locked? I did go and have food after work. So I got there a little bit, you know, like you guys said, I got off around 10. So I got there a little bit after 11. And the door was open. I mean, sometimes the doors are open. Like, maybe you just run out real quick. Don't, you know. But that was kind of
late at night,
you know, and I've dealt with the same thing where I live. You know, I grew up in a place that you didn't really have neighbors. You went outside. You couldn't see anyone except wood. So you didn't really lock the door. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you would know if someone's on your property, they would go up your long driveway and you would hear the commotion. So
right.
I was so accustomed to not locking the door. One night I was laying down. It was on a Saturday night. Had it been midnight, I opened my eyes, and there was a guy in my living room.
Whoa.
A guy in my living room. And he goes, you're in my apartment. And I go, no, you're in my apartment. And he goes, oh, and just walks out.
You have no idea how long the guy was there.
No idea. I woke up to him there.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
He was standing or like sitting down, making himself at home?
He was standing and he was looking around the room. He was like trying to figure it out.
Was it AJ?
This
sounds eerily familiar.
Yeah, it was dark. I had the TV on. It was dark. And this guy clearly was under the influence.
Okay.
Clearly under the influence.
Was he sleepwalking?
I was legit just full from food. And yes, I actually saw the person the other day. I'm assuming a girl and a guy lived there because the guy was walking the dog, but then again, he could just, like, you know, come over as he pleases. Maybe that's what the dog.
You should say, like, weird things. Be like, I love your plates. I love
that
your
coat rack is dope AF.
Like, hey, guys, I don't really like the coat hanger.
Get a new rug. Yeah. Get a new rug in the living room.
I think your coat hanger would, like, look better on the other side of the door.
There's our buddy AJ who we work with and we never, ever see.
Never.
Ever. Our boats don't cross. But at 4 and 6 today, AJ is going to have your shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. Plus, he's got the tickets at 6. He's got Moo and Brewfest tickets and the Hot 7 at 7. You got Kent Jones tickets at Sweet, bro.
I'm jealous.
Kent Jones, yeah.
Wow. Kent Jones.
Mm-hmm. All right, dude.
Yeah, so you can win that money and pay your neighbors rent if you walk into their house.
Yeah, pay your attorney fees after they sue you for being in the wrong house. Thanks, bud. Yeah, see you, AJ.
All right, guys. Have fun.
There he is.
You know that dog, too, is like, who's this cat?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Let's get calls going, though. Coming up in just about 10 minutes. So don't call now, but start thinking about that time that either you walked into the wrong apartment or someone walked into your place. We'll take your calls coming up here in about 10 minutes. But right now, actually, we're doing something cool exclusively on our Facebook Live.
Yeah, so if you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, the Moo and Brew Festival is going down. And there. And by the way, if you don't know what that is, you get to sample a bunch of different beer, a bunch of different burgers. It's a huge event.
It's going down this Saturday thanks to our friends Creative Loafing. And they've taken burgers, Roy, from all over the city and beers from all over the city. And they're all in one spot at the Music Factory, Avid Exchange Music Factory, on Saturday, April 28th.
So they're going to bring sliders in here. We're going to have an eating contest in the studio with Moo and Brew. So go to Facebook, look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, and you can watch it unfold there.
Now it's your turn. Loren, Kiss 95.1.
All right, we are back live on the radio. If you were joining us on our Facebook Live broadcast a minute ago, you would have seen the fantastic hamburger eating contest.
Fantastic.
Thanks to our friends at the Moo and Brew Fest in Park 10 Lanes.
Now let me tell you how it really went down. Let me tell you the truth of what happened on Facebook Live. Loren and I ate like two old people going to dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then Manny was over there eating like a 7-year-old having macaroni and cheese for the first time.
That is true.
It's a contest. Why didn't you guys partake in it?
Because I tried.
You know, I don't know. I had to chew. I was afraid I was going to choke if I just engulfed it.
So you were concerned about choking.
Yeah,
I get it.
They had a lot of toppings. They had a lot of, like, there was jalapenos. And there was they were so good. But there was a lot of toppings. It wasn't like a plain burger.
Right, that you can just get down very easily.
So I was afraid I was going to choke. You know, like when we do a hot dog eating contest, you just throw them back.
You break them, put them in water, throw them back.
Throw them back. Mm-hmm. This was, and plus it was so good. There were so many ingredients. I didn't want to scarf
it
down.
You want to enjoy it, but it is a burger eating contest.
And then I ruined my shirt in the process. Toppings went everywhere.
I ate two of them. So it was,
I was the
winner.
Yeah, and somebody behind me too was like talking you up big time. So I thought you were like 3 or 4 in already.
Yeah, they're like, Manny's on 5.
Yeah, so then I'm dumbfounded. I'm like, well, now I'm just going to enjoy it because there's no way I'm catching up to him.
If you ate 5 hamburgers in 95 seconds, you'd be on the competitive eating tour.
Oh, probably. Yeah, for sure.
That's a lot.
For sure, yes. And they left the leftover hamburgers behind, and I'm so excited because
You're going to slowly eat another one?
I'm taking them home, man.
Oh, you're going to take them home.
Yeah, we need some to-go boxes.
Well, you can win a pair of tickets to the Moo and Brew Festival. Thanks to those guys for coming in. It's at the Music Factory, April 28th. That's this Saturday. And tickets, you can get them on eventbrite.com, too. But perfect. You can go win a pair of tickets at kiss95.1.com. So let's go back now that the eating contest is over. We're all going to sit here and digest. Let's take some phone calls from you guys. You heard from AJ, our night guy, a little while ago, who said he accidentally walked into the wrong apartment, looked around, realized that stuff, the layout was the same as his apartment, but the stuff inside was different. So we want to hear from you. Roy actually had someone walk into his apartment. Did you randomly walk into someone's apartment by accident, or did someone randomly walk into your house, or were they at your home when you got there? 704-570-9595. Wrong person, wrong house.
Kiss 95.1.
So AJ, our night guy, he walked into the wrong apartment. Roy, what happened to you at your place?
Yeah, so I was sleeping. It was on a Saturday night, and then I opened my eyes, and there was somebody in my living room.
Sorry about that. Somebody in your living room.
Yes.
And were you sleeping on the couch or in your bedroom?
I was sleeping on the couch.
And it wasn't somebody you knew?
No, nobody I knew. And he goes, "You're in my apartment." I said, "No, you're in my apartment."
Did you walk into someone's place by accident, or did someone walk into your place? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk to Vancey.
Looks like Yancey to me.
Yancey.
Yes, it's Yancey.
Yancey, in York County. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Yes. Well, me and my wife work third shift. Like, I just got home from work, and my in-laws were out of town, so my aunt was house-sitting for it. But we went over to dinner with her, and we got home. It was early, probably about 7, 8 o'clock, and we were just
dead tired. And so we went straight to bed. Normally, we lock the door if we're that tired, but apparently we forgot. So I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and went to use the spare bathroom because I didn't want to wake my wife up.
Yeah.
And the door was closed, like it sometimes is. I opened the door, reach in, turn the light on, and there's a old man just sitting on the side of my bathtub.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy cow. Did you jump? Yell? What'd you do?
Well, I almost used the bathroom on myself.
Sure. Yeah, well, at least you're in the right spot.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Who was he?
Did you know him?
No. Like, I asked him, who are you? What are you doing? He says, this is where I live. This is where I sleep. I said, no, this is my bathroom. And,
are you one of those people that have someone living in your home and you don't even know?
You have a squatter and you have no idea.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, people that stay in the attic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I had an attic, maybe. But I asked him, like, this is my bathroom. What are you doing? He said, this is where I sleep. I said, well, how did you get in? Your mom let me in.
Did you call the police?
Yeah,
I definitely called the police.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks, Yancey.
Crazy story.
In his bathroom on the tub.
Let's talk to Tara in Indian Trail.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. So I moved to Missouri with my husband. I'm from North Carolina, but this was a few years ago. We moved there for a little bit. And obviously, I didn't know the area, didn't know anybody. And my husband and I were at a friend's house in the neighborhood having drinks, obviously. And I walked home alone. The only problem is I walked into someone else's house. And the people ended up being really awesome. They introduced themselves. We ended up being great friends. And it turned out well.
That's so strange to me.
How did it turn out well? You guys just started chatting at that point?
Yes, actually, they ended up being really drunk as well. And so they were super friendly and open to me being in their house. They thought I was just there for the party.
Really? Okay, cool.
Roy, maybe that's what happened to you that one time. Remember you woke up in somebody's house?
Yeah, well, that's true. But I think they were trying to take care of me because I was wandering.
Take care or take advantage. We're not sure.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Tara.
I'll work that out in therapy later. I'm sure I'm blocking something that happened. Christine and Charlotte, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Christine. We're great. So we're talking about walking into the wrong home or apartment, but you did the same thing but with a car.
I did. So I work at one of the malls here in Charlotte, and I was getting off from my shift. And I was walking down to where I'm normally parked, and I have a key fob. So, like, when I walk up to the car, the door automatically unlocks. Same exact car as mine. I was in the process of moving, so I had a bunch of boxes in my back seat, and so did this car. So I get down, I sit, and I have the push to start, and I'm, like, pushing it, and I'm like, come on, like, why is this not starting? And I was sitting there, and then I, like, look around, and I look in the back seat, and there's, like, a whole bunch of bags from, like, a store that I don't shop at. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm in the wrong car. So, like, I jumped up and got out, and I was, like, hoping the owner wasn't, like, she's stealing from me. Like, yeah. I don't even know what happened. It was crazy.
Slowly goose step away. Like,
yeah. You know, exactly. I've done this, and somebody was in the car.
What?
I was down at Stonecrest, and Dallas was in the car with Cash, and I ran into Dean DeLuca, then came back out, and literally the same car seat in the back, was running. There were people in the front seat, and I was sitting in the back with baby. So I got into the back seat, started having a whole conversation, and looked up, and there were two people I did not know staring back at me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, I am so sorry.
Oh, God. That is hilarious. Well, thanks, Christine. Are you working today?
I am. I'm actually on my way to work now. Hopefully get there in time, but there's crazy traffic on 77, so.
Okay. Well, have a great day at work, okay?
Y'all too.
Right. Yep. There's Christine.
I mean, that's like the time someone thought I was an Uber and they hopped in my back seat. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, you're Dave? Yeah. No. No, I'm not.
Nope.
So
I'm not Dave.
When I was in high school, we used to do kind of like a radio prank show without even, you know, we didn't have iPhones or anything back in 1994.
We were doing a show for each other.
Yeah, we were doing a show for each other. We would have dances and we would be waiting for our rides outside the dances, and I would be like, all right, watch this. The next car that pulls up, watch this. So I would turn to my friends, and I'd be like, all right, everyone, we'll see you later. Like, not paying attention to the car. Open the door and get in. And they would die laughing. They were like, okay. And then I'd get out. They go, all right, I'm next. And he goes, but when I get in the car, I'm going to start ranting and raving about, you know, how boring the dance was. I'm like, all right, I can't wait. Like a van pulls up. He opens the door. He's like, oh, my God, get me out of here. That's all we hear. He closes the door for a minute. The door doesn't open, and then finally he comes out dying laughing, and the guy rolls the window down. He's like, that was the best entertainment I've ever had.
Like, you perform shows for strangers.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy, I was like, what did you say in there? My buddy Dave was so funny. He's like, I told him that the dance was bad, that the, you know, nobody was playing good music, the punch wasn't even spiked. And the dad rolls the window down, and it's like minivan. He's like, that was the best conversation I've ever had.
Gosh.
That's so funny.
That's great.